Good morning, students. I, Atul Mittal, welcome you all in today's class in the subject of social science. In the previous class, we started the fifth lesson in history, rulers and buildings. We learnt about various buildings, temples, mosques and tanks. Now, we shall take an insight into gardens, tombs and forts. During Mughal period, architecture touched great heights. It gave the world beautiful monuments and buildings which were built by famous emperors like Babur, Humayun, Akbar, Shahjahan, etc. and especially Shahjahan, who built the Taj Mahal. He provided India with one of the seven wonders of the world. Babur, the founder of the Mughal Empire, was keen in building gardens, one of which is Chahar Bagh. They were called so as they were symmetrically divided into four quarters. Similarly, Akbar, Jahangir also built these gardens, whereas Shahjahan built the Taj Mahal. They also built audience hall to communicate king's justice. Their architectural features suggest the idea of king as a representative of God on earth. Shahjahan's audience hall aimed to communicate that the king's justice would treat the high and the low as equals. Mughals started building their architectures on the riverfront to add to their beauty. Shahjahan adapted the riverfront garden in the layout of the Taj Mahal. Shahjahan developed a new city of Shahjahanabad at the river bank of Yamuna in Delhi. The imperial palace was at the riverfront there. Legion and empire. During 8th and 18th century, there was sharing of ideas of architecture among the religions and different empires. In Vijayanagara, the elephant stables of the rulers were strongly influenced by the style of architecture found in the adjoining sultanates of Bijapur and Golconda. Mughals adopted the Bengal dome in their architecture. In Akbar's capital, Fatehpur Sikri, many of the buildings show the influence of the architectural styles of Gujarat and Malwa. Even after the Mughals, their architectural styles continued to be used and adapted by other rulers also. Thank you.